We'll begin this hour of With Heart and Voice with organ music of J.S. Bach, the Great Fugue in G Minor, BWV 542. It was suggested by Scott in Needmore, Indiana, and we'll hear it performed by Christopher Herrick at the Jesuit Church in Lucerne, Switzerland.
Thank you.
Christopher Herrick played the fugue in G minor, BWV 542, by J.S. Bach. He performed on the instrument at the Jesuit Church in Lucerne, Switzerland. Music from the Mozart Requiem is next, requested by Eric in Miami, Florida. We'll hear the lovely Recordare section of the sequence. We'll listen to the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra with soloists Jane Bryden, soprano, Mary Westbrook Gaya, mezzo-soprano, William Height, tenor, and Stephen Richardson, bass baritone. All are conducted by Andrew Parrott.
Thank you.
Recordare from the Mozart Requiem. Soloists from the Boston Early Music Festival were joined by orchestra led by Andrew Parrott. My first introduction to the music of Jonathan Dove was through a recording of Seek Him That Maketh the Seven Stars more than 15 years ago, and I've been hooked ever since, as have a lot of listeners and singers that I know. David in Birmingham, Alabama, suggested that piece for today's program, and we'll listen to one of my favorite recordings of it, performed by Tenebrae, led by Nigel Short. Jeremy Filsell accompanies.
Thank you.
Tenebrae performed Seek Him That Maketh the Seven Stars by Jonathan Dove. Nigel Short directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. During troubling times, sacred music gives us comfort, lifts our spirits, and brings us joy and peace. Listeners from across the country share the music they've turned to for respite, and you can hear additional beautiful music in our special playlist linked on our website, withheartandvoice.org. A piece that offers comfort and solace to many is a setting of Psalm 23 that John Rutter composed separately and later included in his Requiem. The Lord is my shepherd. It was requested by Letitia in West Virginia, and we'll listen to the Cambridge Singers led by the composer. The Lord is My Shepherd by John Rutter, suggested by Letitia in West Virginia. The Cambridge Singers performed, directed by the composer. Oboe soloist was Quentin Poole. Never Weather-Beaten Sail is the third of six Songs of Farewell, composed in 1916 by Sir Charles Perry. The words are of one nearing the end of life, yearning for union with God, as set in poetry by Thomas Campion. Jim in Robbinsville, New Jersey, suggested this gorgeous piece, which we'll hear sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directs. Music of Sir Charles Perry. Never Weather-Beaten Sail was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. Rochester-based composer Cary Ratcliffe wrote both words and music to our next selection, Loving Hands, which was requested by Miriam in Webster, New York. Madrigalia performs in this recording, directed by Roger Wilhelm. Oboe soloist is Richard Kilmer. Loving Hands by Cary Radcliffe. Madrigalia was led by Roger Wilhelm in that recording. Music for chorus and orchestra is next, in the gently lilting Kyrie from the Mass in D by Antonin Dvorak. This particular movement comes at the suggestion of Jim in Saginaw, Michigan. We'll hear it performed by Orfeon Pamplonis with the Symphony Orchestra of Navarra. Anthony Witt conducts.
Thank you.
Music of Antonín Dvořák. We heard the Kyrie from his Mass in D, performed by Orfeón Pamplónes, directed by Antoni Vitt. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The words of many psalms provide refuge, reassurance, and strength during all circumstances of life, and among the many that have been set countless times is Psalm 121. We'll listen to a setting composed in the last 10 years by American composer Jake Runestad. Jules in Kentucky asked to hear I Will Lift Mine Eyes. Seraphic Fire performs in this recording, led by Patrick Dupre Quigley.
Thank you.
David in Andover, Massachusetts, suggested I Waited for the Lord by Felix Mendelssohn. We just heard a recording by the choir of Manchester Cathedral led by Christopher Stokes. Treble soloists were Lucy Ormond and George Herbert. Jeffrey Mackinson accompanied. Earlier, Seraphic Fire performed I Will Lift Mine Eyes by Jake Runnestad. Patrick Dupre Quigley conducted. The hymn How Firm a Foundation is next, arranged by Douglas Starr and sung by the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. It was requested by Debbie in Rochester. John Walker directs with Elizabeth Ann Keene accompanying. How Firm a Foundation, as arranged by Douglas Starr. John Walker led the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh in that recording. Lisa from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, suggested a wonderful piece by Daniel Gothrop, Mary Speaks. In these words by Madeline Lengel, we can envision any number of works of art depicting the descent from the cross and Mary cradling Jesus' body. It's a moving work, beautifully performed here by the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eric Nelson conducts. The Atlanta Master Chorale sang Mary Speaks by Daniel Gothrop. Eric Nelson conducted. Probably the most requested piece for this Listener's Favorites program today came down to any movement of the Fourier Requiem. Among those listing this piece were Tim in McCain, Pennsylvania, Claudia in Chicago, and Miriam in Webster, New York. To close this program, with the promise of more to come, we'll listen to the tender In Paradisum performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. They're accompanied by the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, all conducted by Stephen Clebury. Stephen Clebury led the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and the orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment in the final movement in Paradisum from Requiem by Gabriel Fauré. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music chosen by you, sacred pieces that listeners have found to be helpful during these difficult days. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website with heartandvoice.org. And in addition, we've assembled a playlist of beautiful pieces to offer comfort and solace in these troubling times. The playlist is linked on our website as well. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.